A couple of fire bombings in Oregon, one at a sand and gravel company and another at a logging company. At the FBI's Portland office, Beth Ann Hughes says the ATF and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force investigated.
They were able to put together the puzzle pieces, and they were able to get some tips in from family members and from others who knew the suspects, that over time they were finally able to indict four people in August of 2002.
Hughes says three guys were caught, but a fourth was on the run.
He was a well-known activist from the area, had run for Congress at one point, and he was very well known in the environmental circles here. But he did become a fugitive. He was picked up in March of 2004 in Victoria, Canada, while attempting to shoplift some bolt cutters from a store there.
Hugh says eco-terrorism is a problem.
The FBI considers eco-terrorism one of the top domestic terrorism problems in the United States.
Sentences ranged from 41 to 78 months for the subjects. I'm Neil Schiff of the Bureau, and that's the FBI's Closed Case of the Week.